pilots diagnosed with treatable depression will no longer be automatically grounded. TSA announces new airport security measures. And another Soyuz capsule completes another ISS crew delivery mission. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, April 5th, 2010. The FAA announced on Friday it will consider the special issuance of a medical certificate to a pilot taking medication for mild to moderate depression. Up until now, those conditions would bar you from all flying duties. On a case-by-case basis beginning today, pilots who take Prozac, Zoloft, Celexa, Lexapro, or equivalent generics will be allowed to fly if you've been satisfactorily treated on the medication for at least 12 months. There's also an amnesty program. The FAA says it will not take civil enforcement action against pilots who fess up to any previously non-disclosed diagnosis of depression or the use of these antidepressants for the next 6 months. FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt says, quote, "We need to change the culture and remove the stigma associated with depression. Pilots should be able to get the medical treatment they need so they can safely perform their duties," unquote. It's hard to know how successful the amnesty program will be when an admission you've been treated for depression during the next 6 months avoids the penalty for not reporting the treatment but could still ground you. The announced policy is aligned with recommendations of many industry and medical groups and policies in other countries, including Canada and Australia. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano announced on Friday that the Transportation Security Administration will implement new enhanced security measures for all air carriers with international flights to the United States, replacing the emergency measures put in place immediately following the underpants bomber incident on Christmas Day. Quote, "These new measures utilize real-time, threat-based intelligence, along with multiple random layers of security, both seen and unseen, to more effectively mitigate evolving terrorist threats. I commend our many partners around the world who've taken steps to increase their own security measures through deployment of new technology, enhanced information sharing, and stronger standards to keep air travel safe," unquote. Among the visible signs for passengers will be the use of explosives trace detection, advanced imaging technology, canine teams, or pat-downs. Obviously, given the statement, there could be things going on we don't see. In what will become a more common scene for a while after the shuttle fleet retires this September, another Soyuz capsule on a crew rotation mission departed the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan for the International Space Station Friday with a U.S. astronaut aboard. Tracy Caldwell Dyson joined Russian cosmonauts Alexander Skvortsov and Mikhail Kornienko and all launched safely at 12.04 a.m. Eastern Time. The capsule docked at 1.25 a.m. yesterday morning, 1 minute ahead of schedule. They'll join Russian station commander Oleg Kotov, NASA flight engineer T.J. Kramer, and Soichi Noguchi, a Japanese flight engineer. The expanded Expedition 23 crew will continue science investigations and support two space shuttle missions to the station. Kotov, Kramer, and Noguchi are scheduled to return to Earth on June 2nd. Up next on ANN, pilots for flight options finally have their first union contract. The pilot of a mermaid amphibian hit a dock and did not survive. And a Kolb Mark III is down in South Carolina with one dead. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for April 5th. I'm Paul Plack. Union pilots have reached a contract agreement with Flight Options LLC, a luxury fractional business jet provider based in Cleveland, Ohio. The joint announcement was made by the Teamsters, Local 1108, and the company. Negotiations for this first ever union contract lasted more than 3 years. Captain David Bourne, Teamsters Airline Division Director, calls it the basis for a partnership. Quote, "A first contract that works for pilots and their families, as well as management and flight options customers, is a great achievement for the entire industry," unquote. Ken Ricci, chairman of Flight Options, commented, quote, "The new agreement further solidifies Flight Options' position as a premier employer of pilots and ensures the long-term success of our company," unquote. The agreement was reportedly ratified by 88% of the union's membership. The pilot of a Czech Aircraft Works Mermaid amphibian was killed Thursday on the St. Clair River in St. Clair County, Michigan. As of our deadline, the name of the 80-year-old pilot was still being withheld pending notification of relatives. The Port Huron Times-Herald quoted St. Clair County Sheriff Tim Donnellan in reporting that witnesses said the airplane was flying south over the river when it suddenly banked at about 45 degrees and hit the dock behind one of the riverfront homes. One neighbor was on her back deck at the time and says she shouted for her husband to get down on the ground just before she saw the plane hit the dock. The owner of the dock says he and some neighbors rushed to the plane, but the pilot was unresponsive and had no pulse. While the docks extend well out into the water, this plane hit the structure near the shore. The 70-year-old pilot of a Kolb Mark III Extra died Thursday when the plane went down about 11 a.m. Eastern Time near Johns Island Executive Airport in South Carolina. The pilot, identified as John Ratcliffe, was the only person on board. An FAA representative told WCSC-TV that the plane had been observed just practicing circling the airport when it went out of sight. He said airport personnel called 911 when it became obvious an accident had happened. The plane reportedly went down in a marsh near the Stono River. NTSB officials removed the wreckage from the accident site and had not yet issued a factual report as of our deadline. Still ahead, the Red Bull Series supports art in Detroit schools. Augusta Westland records its first AW109 power delivery in Bulgaria. And Qantas may be rethinking live landing video for passengers. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, April 5th. I'm Paul Flagg. Red Bull Air Race World Championship pilot Kirby Chambliss returned to the Detroit Riverfront on Thursday to announce an aviation-themed art contest for local kids. 20 spots are available for local middle schools to vie for the chance to decorate small plane statues that will line the riverfront through May. Once these planes are on display, the public will vote, and one school will win prize money and a unique experience during the 2010 Red Bull Air Race World Championship, hosted by Windsor, Ontario. Chambliss observed, quote, "It's not very often that children of this age get a chance to showcase their talent on a global stage," unquote. Each participating school will have 1 week to decorate a wooden 3x5-foot model race plane using paint, metal, paper, and any other materials they choose. The city will set the planes up along the Detroit riverfront during late April and May, leading up to the Red Bull Series event on the river the weekend of June 5th and 6th. The winning school gets a party during race weekend and will receive a donation of $6,000 to its art program, with $2,500 for the second-place school and $1,500 for third. Get more info through DetroitRiverfront.org. The Augusta Westland AW109 Power Light Twin Helicopter has now reached 470 deliveries worldwide, and among the latest is Bulgaria's first. The Bulgarian Border Police took delivery last week and plans to use it to provide air surveillance capability on the outer EU borders. The 109 Power is set up for this market with features including a night vision compatible cockpit, searchlight, external loudspeaker, provision for FLIR, digital video downlink, video recorder, and mission console. It boasts a maximum cruise of 154 knots and a range of 512 nautical miles. And finally today, a Qantas Airways Airbus A380 blew two tires on landing in Sydney last Wednesday night. It caused a fire in the left landing gear. All 244 passengers on board were evacuated safely, but stood on the tarmac for nearly 2 hours before being bussed to the terminal at the airport. Business Week reports that Qantas inspected the plane, decided there was no significant damage, and had it back in the air on Thursday. In a passenger entertainment feature I'm guessing we'll get a rethink, video of the landing, captured by a video camera looking forward from the tail of the aircraft, was being shown to passengers on their seatback screens at the time of the blowouts. Somebody caught it on a cell phone video and has uploaded it to YouTube. There's no word yet on what may have caused the two blown tires, but fortunately, on an A380, that still leaves 18 good tires. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves wonders aloud why, with most aviation accidents not involving mechanical failures, we still spend more time pre-flighting the hardware than we do the pilot. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.